comes the Bob Almanac and Lee Greenwood tickets. Lee Greenwood, all those great hits coming to the Medina Entertainment Center. It's going to be a night of reminiscing, bringing back decades of country music history. He was a chart maker during those 1980s and into the 1990s, Neil, Lee Greenwood.
Tons of hits, and we're going to enjoy them all. I wish I was going to be there. Hitchville leading it off, and then the great Lee Greenwood this Friday night.
It's going to be fun. We're celebrating the 40th anniversary of God Bless the USA.
Yes.
And that is coming up on Friday, and a chance for you to win the tickets as part of an Almanac quiz here today. And the Almanac quiz rules means anything uttered. It could be something that actually has something to do with history or a birthday, or it might not. You just never know. Tuesday, February 20th, 51st day of the year. Patent of the day. Luther Crowell, on this date, received a patent for a machine that manufactured paper bags. Folded them, sealed them. 1872. And it seems like we're trying to go back. Either places are forcing you to pay for bags, sometimes paper. The plastic seems to be one of the substances that could bring the world to an end.
Right.
It's an evil thing, the plastic bag. Yeah. As convenient as it is with the handles and everything. And
yeah.
I've had troubles with the handles because some paper bags have handles on them too. And sometimes
don't like those.
Those can fail. Those
frequently.
Those really do have a weight limit. And obviously the plastic ones have a weight limit as well. But the plastic bags are kind of going bye-bye. Now some places, they either force you to bring your own bags, which I guess is okay. I mean, you got to bring your own bags and go to the Aldi. Go to the Aldi.
For sure.
And then you need your own bags there. But paper bags, 1872. And was there ever a better substance to wrap your school books, protect your school books in?
No, they were. I think back in the day, nobody does it anymore.
They should.
But back in the day, yeah, that's how we protected our school books. The old paper bags.
This date, 1962.
Engine start.
You may the wee ones be with you, Thomas. Good Lord, ride all the way.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
All right, John Glenn. You can hear his heartbeat. That is actually John Glenn's heart beating. And this was the date that John Glenn made space history when he orbited the world three times in 4 hours, 55 minutes. First American to go into orbit as he blasted off as part of the Mercury program, Neil. And he was aboard the Friendship 7. And that was history. John Glenn. I mean, these guys, talk about the bravery of these guys.
Yeah,
And what they did. I mean, there was no guarantee they were going to come back. There's no guarantee that they weren't going to burn up coming back or explode off of the launching pad. I mean, making history.
Yeah, there were plenty of reasons to be concerned. But that was the start of the decade that would take us to the moon.
Yes, exactly. Was that before or after John F. Kennedy said, let's go to the moon before the end of the decade?
I wonder if it was right around that time.
Right around that time, it had to have been. They were working on it, certainly. How about this date in 1972?
Can I get a picture?
No, come on, Munson, no pictures.
Oh, no, this one is for me. Mr. Munson, when you stand over there, I want one picture taken with Archie Bunker, my friend, and me.
You want me?
Yes. Now, on three, okay? One, two, three.
Big old smooch from Sammy. One of the great moments. And, of course, Archie Bunker, the bigoted Archie Bunker, I guess we can say. Carol O'Connor was not. But the character certainly was, and Sammy Davis just happened to make a guest appearance on All in the Family, and at the end, he gave him a big old smooch.
And got it on film.
Yes,
which
is
even
he did.
Better.
Very,
yes. Recorded.
19,
very good episode.
Wait till they show that picture down at the bar.
Right.
Where Sam the Butcher was bartending after his days on Brady Bunch came to an end. How about 1992 this date?
Volunteers in all 50 states have asked me to run as a candidate for President of the United States. Jim Stockdale, our vice presidential candidate, and I are honored to accept their request. Few people in this country have been able to live the American dream to the extent that I have.
H. Ross Perot this date announced that he would run for president. Third party. He was the Reform Party candidate. We might have a third party that might influence the upcoming election in 2024. Could be RFK Jr. Who knows? Yeah, could be somebody else. But it was Ross Perot on this date.
He made an impact.
He did. And then Dana Carvey did a wonderful impression of him.
I was trying to think who was the guy who did the impression. Dana was great.
And the bit on SNL where they had Dana Carvey doing both Bush and Perot was just genius. And I can't remember who did because the other, it was Clinton, so it would have been Clinton. Phil Hartman. Phil Hartman did Clinton then in a three-way debate. It's pretty good stuff. That was back in 1992. Tragedy in the news in Rhode Island this date in 03.
Sparks started flying around, and then the place just went up. And everybody just tried to get out. And they were jumping out the windows and out the front door. There were people on fire.
We ran towards the back exit where we were. And the smoke, like, overcame us, and we just all dropped to the ground and just, like, crawled out.
Rapidly, the injury toll rose. No one at this stage could guess how many had died.
No, but they did at the end. 100 people killed. West Warwick, Rhode Island. It was the band Great White.
Great White.
Great band. And they did not go through all the safety protocols. Indoor pyrotechnics, indoor fireworks. Not a good idea with a low ceiling and flammable material nearby. And the place burst into flames, and the nightclub just swallowed by flames in just minutes. And again, 100 people were killed. A lot of people got out, but it was just an awful scene. And we're now 21 years removed from that event in 2003. How about 2010? Let's remember Secretary of State Alexander Haig, who wasn't afraid to embellish when it comes to his role in government.
Who is making the decisions for the government right now? Who's making the decisions?
Constitutionally, gentlemen, you have the president, the vice president, and the secretary of state in that order. And should the president decide he wants to transfer the helm to the vice president, he will do so. As of now, I am in control here.
He was in control, but really he didn't know the constitutional line of succession. It's vice president. He forgot about the Speaker of the House and the president pro temp of the Senate. Then it's Secretary of State.
He only missed it by that
two.
Much.
Yeah, he thought he was third when he was really fifth. So good luck with that, Alexander Haig. But he passed away on this date. He was at the age of 85. People made fun of that, as we still do to this day.
Yeah.
That was the day that Reagan was shot.
Yes.
Early 1980s, so that was 1981. So 2010, Alexander Haig, dead. And then here this day, let's go back 8 years.
All right, Beatles memorabilia always brings in major bids for collectors. What about a lock of John Lennon's hair? Well, the largest lock of John Lennon's hair ever offered is about to hit the auction block. It was cut in preparation for his role in the 1966 film, How I Won the War.
You know, I really thought that they were going to get more than $35,000 for John Lennon's hair. Maybe they didn't have a letter of authenticity, Neil. This is John from his barber.
Yeah.
This is John Lennon's hair. We certify. I suppose they could have done a DNA test with Julian Lennon. John Lennon's hair, $35,000 in an auction in Texas this day, 2016. We've got birthdays today. Roger Penske.
Meanwhile, I'll get you the Penske file. You can start working on that.
Yes, of course. The Penske file. Oh, can't wait to sink my teeth into that. Wow, that Penske. We'll straighten him out.
Roger Penske of the Penske File, Penske Racing, Penske. Yeah. I love those yellow Penske trucks.
Yeah, it's one of the big names, though, in auto racing.
They get the job done, so Roger Penske is 87 here today. Phil Esposito, good friends with Lou Nanny. They grew up together, played hockey together, and Phil was one of the few players who scored more than 700 career goals. I think he was the first player to score 50 goals in a season.
Yeah,
Phil Esposito is 82 today. Sandy Duncan.
Hi, I'm Sandy Duncan, and like most everybody, I am a snack lover. In fact, right now, I'd love some Wheat Thins. Wheat Thins taste really good, and they're full of natural whole wheat.
Neil, your thoughts on Wheat Thins?
I enjoy them,
I enjoy
actually.
Them, too,
it's
in
a,
fact.
It's a simple snack, but it's tasty.
The simpler, the better, and the healthier, usually, when it comes right down to it. And Sandy Duncan was the number one reason why we ate Wheat Thins over Triscuits.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with Triscuits. I like
the woven
wheat, but Wheat Thins and Sandy Duncan and her bowl haircut. Sandy Duncan, who single-handedly saved the Hogan Family television show, I think, when Valerie Harper left.
And she's a very fine Peter Pan.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so much better than Kathy Rigby.
Yeah.
Although Kathy Rigby wasn't bad.
No.
Bailey and the boys here today. By the way, Sandy Duncan, 78.
I'll bide my time, because someday, somehow, I'm going to get to you the way you get to me.
She had her boys, including her husband.
Yeah.
You can call
Kathy Bailey of Bailey and the Boys.
The odds are bad, but the chances they're alone.
Good singer. We enjoy her music.
Good hits.
Right now.
And they have enough hits for me to do a Fave 5, top 5 Fave 5. So listen for that shortly, sometime in the near future, here on Bob FM. So Kathy Bailey, 73 today.
That's terrible. What's wrong, Chuck? That's a terrible idea.
Chuck, the round mound of rebound. Charles, he's no longer Sir Charles, he's Circumference. That was what they said one time when he stepped to the tee, because he'd gotten big. He's a big guy when he played. I mean, he was hefty, but Charles Barkley, always entertaining on that NBA coverage, wouldn't you say?
He not afraid to speak his mind and give his actual opinion, not sugar-coated either.
Sir Charles, 61.
Harry, are you naked or am I seeing things? Well, actually, it's a little of both. No, you know, I was just trying to figure out if this whole clothing thing is just a big scam, and you know what? I'm starting to think that it is.
Hey, guys, what do you think I should wear to school tomorrow?
El Nada!
He was Harry on Third Rock from the Sun, French Stewart, from that great Third Rock from the Sun cast. He is 60 today. Did you think Cindy Crawford is lovely? She still is.
I did, and I do.
Yeah, she's 58.
Did you ever notice how kids have the perfect hair color? With all these highlights and dimension? Don't you wish they could bottle this? Well, check
it. That was kind of creepy, though, when she decided to shave off all these kids' hair so she could use the hair. You heard that there, right?
Yeah, I did.
She was envious of children's hair. Cindy Crawford, she helped sell a lot of Pepsi, too.
She did.
There for a while.
No
she's
Pepsi commercials,
58 here today. Yeah. What time is it, Neil?
Stevie theme time, Jim.
And this is the theme to Melrose Place. A lot of people love that Melrose Place show. It seemed to me like that was more for the mature set, maybe older people, slightly older than the Beverly Hills 90210. But that could be just me. He was one of the few guys.
Similar.
He was one of the few guys and actors and characters that was a main character for the entire run of the show. Andrew Shue, we played Billy on Melrose Place. 57, Stephon Marbury.
They've switched up. Stephon goes behind the back, inside. Oh! Stephon pulled the Houdini.
A little Houdini there from Stephon Marbury with little Kevin Harlan, Neil.
Never bad to have a cameo from Kevin
not
Harlan.
At all. Oh, baby. Buckle up, baby. But we thought we had our Stockton and Malone with Garnett and Marbury. Marbury, though, was a little jealous. Was that the thing that whole came? There's a nice little 8-minute NBA TV documentary on Garnett and Marbury on YouTube if you want to watch it. That's where I got that clip from.
Yeah.
And it's actually really good. But,
it was ego. Just,
it was. It was. Both couldn't, Stephon couldn't fit in the same room with Kevin. He wanted to be the star. Garnett was going to be the star. But,
It's kind of they being compared now, KG, in fact, I think, did the comparison to Ant and Cat.
Yes.
Right now with the Timberwolves.
LeBron James had some pretty high praise for Ant as well during the All-Star weekend. Let's go to the Brooklyn 9-9.
Are you supposed to be babysitting Gina?
Doesn't need my help. She's over there dazzling some psychologists.
All men are at least 30% attracted to me. My mother cried the day I was born because she knew
She would never be better than me. At any given moment, I'm thinking about one thing. Richard Dreyfuss hunkered over, eating dog food. I feel like I'm the Paris of people.
Complete overlap of ego and id. It's been theorized, but I never thought I'd see it.
Yeah, she was the kind of secretary receptionist at Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Chelsea Peretti. She played Gina, and she's 46 today. And we've got some music here, Neil. She was good. One of the many characters that made that show just so wonderful.
Right. Always be your friend, so for no thumbs to get out to
the end. Now that it's raining more than Neil, how do you say umbrella? Do you go umbrella or umbrella Ella Ella?
I just say umbrella, I guess. I mean, I'm not hip, though.
You've never heard this song from Rihanna? Now, do you say Rihanna or Rihanna?
Rihanna.
I kind of bounce back and forth. I'm like tomato and tomato.
Yeah.
She's 36 here today.
All right. Gone, but not forgotten. We're going to start with, he was a mainstay on the Lucy Show. Here's Lucy. And then I remember him from Dennis the Menace, too. He's Mr. Mooney, Gail Gordon.
I really don't see why we have to work on a Saturday.
We have to work on Saturday because of all the time you wasted on Friday.
What do you mean, wasted? The secretary is entitled to a lunch hour, isn't she?
From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Oh, all right, so I took a long lunch hour. It was only because I missed the morning coffee break.
So, Mr. Mooney, that Gail Gordon was on. If it was a Lucy show, he was on it. He was on...
Yeah.
I Love Lucy, Here's Lucy, The Lucy Show, Life with Lucy.
Wow.
I mean, they were like a tandem, and he was her foil, and he was perfect at it.
He did very well in that role. Born on this day, 1906. Remember Gloria Vanderbilt? You probably worn some clothing. Maybe not. And she's also the mother of Anderson Cooper, born on this day, 1924. They called him Mr. Tibbs, and he was in many, many movies. Academy Award-winning actor Sidney Poitier.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Mr. Tibbs!
There's the line right there, Neil.
I like it from In the Heat of the Night. The movie, of course, In the Heat of the Night. He was in, again, many, many things. And born on this day, 1927. Special day, she was Miss Kitty. Amanda Blake from Gunsmoke. 1929.
Don't you try bucking me, honey. As tough as you think you are, I'm a lot tougher. You're right. He is my man, and I'll do anything to keep him alive, even to killing the likes of you.
So she just admitted right there that Marshall Dillon was her man.
Her man, yeah. That was on a two-part episode.
Is that your favorite two-parter of Gunsmoke?
I don't know.
The Bullet?
Bullet. Actually, The Bullet was three parts.
Goodness.
Was three parts. And, that was Miss Kitty speaking about her man, Marshall Dillon. Amanda Blake played that role. She died very young of, I think it was young cancer. She was only like 60 or so when she passed away, born on this day, 1929. You recognize this from their group J. Geils Band. It's J. Geils, 1946.
And it's J. Geils on the guitar. Another one of those bands and artists and groups where the lead singer isn't the namesake of the band, Neil. There's a few of those out there.
Right.
Because Peter Wolf is the one who did, I think, all the vocals pretty much on all their big hits.
Yeah.
Because love
1946,
stinks. Say it with me. Love stinks.
J. Geils right there. Ivana Trump, she was Donald's first wife, 1949. We'll give her a mention. Musician Randy California from the group Spirit.
Song, one of my favorite kind of minor hits, kind of forgotten songs in the late 60s is this one right
here. That's from the group Spirit, Randy California. Well, if that's his real name or not, I didn't research that. 1951. 1959, Scott Brayton, he was one of those IndyCar racers, sadly, died in a practice run. hit the wall at 230 miles an hour in a practice lap for the 87 Indy 500. That did not work out well, sadly. And one more, another one we lost, young Nirvana frontman. You remember Kurt Cobain.
I remember the sweater he wore in this video. I think I had one like that when I was in fifth grade.
He was born on this day in 1967.
Grunge.
Grunge. I wasn't my style of music, but he had some skill for
right.
sure.
Well, you got a lot of things. You got a lot of things that are grungy.
Right.
And you like
well,
grunge with a number of things. Sometimes we have described your golf game as grungy.
Yeah.
But when it comes to music, grunge was not your thing.
No. And my golf game will be on display today, sadly.
Oh goody.
And born on this day, 1967, they are all gone, but not forgotten.
One omission by your staff.
I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh yeah.
He was pretty much regarded as the other half of Steely Dan. Walter Becker.
Oh, sure.
Born this day in 1950. Lost him in 2017 to esophageal cancer.
Exactly.
Him and Donald Fagen. And yep. David Palmer, too. He sings lead on Dirty Work here. But Walter Becker and Donald Fagen wrote all those great hits. So many
right.
of them.
Yes. Very talented. Now, sadly, I don't think Donald Fagen is in good health either.
No.
From what I hear. But anyway, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right. The trivia question. It's Almanac Quiz here today for the Lee Greenwood tickets. Charles Barkley, 61 today. And we used his nickname several times. I'll give you the first word, the prefix, if you will, of his nickname, Sir What?
Mm-hmm.
Sir What?
Mm-hmm.
For Charles Barkley, 61 here today. Lee Greenwood ticket, 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. Throw out just one of the nicknames for Charles Barkley.
Yeah, and there were a couple we discussed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it might be more confusing. And we'll give away some Lee Greenwood tickets right here.
Yeah.
On the Bob Almanac and Almanac Quiz, 763-450-0100. You take command of a Bobathon as we start a Bob FM No Repeat Workday. Tracy Byrd, 10 rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Mm-hmm.
How Forever Feels, Kenny Chesney. Or mm-hmm. you could also choose Marty Stewart and Travis Tritt teaming up. Mm-hmm. They don't wear hats because their hair is so fine. This one's going to hurt you. That's the song.
Okay. I'm going to say with him coming to Fort Myers here Friday night, Tracy Byrd.
Are you going to go see him?
I'm considering it.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLK.